Hello, welcome to Unboxing the Startups Podcast. I'm your friend and host Suprajit. Came again with a new fresh exciting episode of our podcast. So why wait, let's begin news of the day. Does Signal Messenger really solve the issue of data leak? Headquartered in San Francisco and founded by Moxie, Marlin, Spike in 2013, OpenWhisper Systems is focused on the development of Signal. Signal is an encrypted communications application for Android and iOS that focuses on advancing secure communications. Signal is easy to use. Using the applications, user can communicate instantly while avoiding SMS fees, create groups so that they can chat in real time with all their friends at once, and share media or attachments all with complete privacy. On January 7, 2021, Signal get special attention worldwide after the tweet from Tesla founder Elon Musk. He just tweeted, "Use Signal." From there on, approximately every day, the number of downloads reached 50,000. Overall, the company is focused on privacy. The company claim they can't read your messages or listen to your calls, and no one else can either. Privacy isn't an optional mode. Actually, it's just the way that Signal works. Every message, every call, every time. Why we are asking this? Because the question that comes to your mind, that why it becomes important for you and me, is because as per the latest report, in 2020, approximately 155 million records were exposed, and some companies had sold our data to the third party. Therefore, there was a case when some apps can automatically turn on your camera and enter in your personal space. From there on, data privacy became the major factor for everyone, because nowadays every company claims that they are not sharing the data. Even in country like India, where the PUBG was banned, the reason was because they are leaking their data to Chinese company. So that's the reason nowadays data privacy has become the major issue and major concern, we can say, for every customer and users, whatever the application they are using. So a great initiative by the Signal Messenger, that they are claiming that it is one of the safest platforms they are giving to users. So that's why we are supporting Signal Messenger, so that in the coming days and in the coming years, we can see a more development, and we can say that right now we can say it will give a tough competition to WhatsApp. So finally, this was your friend and host Suprajit. See you in the next fresh episode of our podcast. Till then, take care and stay safe.